we could talk to the animals and learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig, and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python. I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of course-a-rus. Can't you?
Live from the studios of Longport Media, News Talk 1400 WOND presents A Pause for Your Pet with Lori Young. It's everything you need to know about your pet. And now here's Lori Young.
Good afternoon. Hi. Welcome to A Pause for Your Pet. I am your host, Lori. Hope that you and your pets are enjoying this very warm weekend. And speaking about warm, we know what we should be and should not be doing with our pets. And we are going to talk about that later on. Very, very important. You need to know that just because it's the summertime and it's beautiful and you love the sun on your body, our pets are feeling it twice as much as we are. So many veterinarians have overheated situations presented to their practice every single day in the summertime. You have to be wise. You're the pet parent. You are their guardian. They don't know, but we do. So please keep an eye on your pets. Keep them in a cool area. Do not walk them later than 10 o'clock, even 9 o'clock in the morning, early morning, or evening. Okay, you can even do early evening, but later when the sun starts to go down. We know how warm they get, and it's horrible because if we're feeling it, as I said, they're feeling it twice as much. So I hope that you and your pets are staying in a nice, safe, cool environment, or you're on the beach. And if you are on the beach, let's hope that you have your fans on at home for your pets and you have the air conditioning on and lots of water, ice water if you'd like. Even if you're going to take them for a walk in the morning or later in the early evening or later evening when the sun goes down, please still carry some water with you because they can still overheat, especially our brachycephalic breeds, our boxers, our pugs, you know, some of the basset hounds, they don't do well. You have, what are some of the other guys? Our bulldogs and, you know, a lot of those breeds. So you want to be very, very careful. My wonderful guests. I want to thank all of you for tuning in today. If you are, if you're not, if there's only two of you listening, thank the two of you out there for listening. You may be on the beach and I don't blame you. So maybe you have News Talk 1400 WOND on the beach with you and you're listening to our show. I am so blessed today. My special guests are Debbie and Matt Geisinger and the wonderful volunteers who make it all possible. Of the I Lost My Dog Foundation. And we will be speaking to these lovely people. Matt and Debbie are endless. They are fearless. They are wonderful, wonderful human beings. And I'm proud to call them my friends, my dear friends, and advocates of our animals, lost, found, and animals in need. That's what they do. We will speak with the powers that be of this organization about finding a lost pet. And very importantly, we're going to speak to Debbie and Matt and the volunteers about what they've seen with heat issues in pets. I'm sure that they found in the summertime. I'm sure that they see a lot of it. So we have these lovely, lovely people with us today. And if you'd like to speak with any of them, Matt, Debbie, if I lost my dog, and any of the volunteers, please, or me, give us a call, 927-1100, 927-1100. And our question of the day today is brought to you by Christine's Italian Pastry Shop. To the winner goes a delicious certificate for pastry. This is an easy one today, guys. You haven't been guessing it the past 2 weeks, but I made it very easy today. It's easy. Don't overthink this one, okay? Just the first thing that comes to your mind is usually the answer, and it is easy for you to win a delicious certificate for pastry from Christine's Italian Pastry Shop. Also to the winner goes a free weekend for your dog or cat at Pampered Pup Luxury Pet Hotel and Grooming Center in Millville, New Jersey. That is Danielle Ford, and Danielle has rescued quite a few farm animals. She has alpacas, pigs. She has Bob the goat. Oh, Bob is a doll. Every time I go there, he puts his head in my shoulders. He kisses me. I give him apples, and I'm his girl. So, and she's rescued a lot of pigs, mini pigs, pygmy pigs, the little tiny guys, and she even has mini goats. And she has rescued these wonderful animals from people that are losing their homes because of the financial situation in our country today. So please go up there. You can visit them. She has a wonderful, she has horses, and I have to go feed them donuts when I go up there. They're little piglets. The one, Ice, he's got two big blue eyes. He's gorgeous. I bring apple donuts, apple filled, and he goes through like six of them. And the other guys are real horses. They like apples and carrots, but he likes the desserts. So please go up and see Danielle at Pampered Pup Luxury Pet Hotel and Grooming Center. She does a great job. And Jamie does the daycare, and he also does the training up there. So you want to go visit them. Also, a free month from Sean and Mary Lynn at Dance and Fitness on Fire Road in Northfield, New Jersey. They are offering a free month of dance. And if you don't want to do it now, you can do it in September, October. They have also wonderful parties for children that they offer, and that's a free month. So everybody wants to move around and dance a little bit. So if you'd like to speak with my wonderful guests, Matt, Debbie, and the wonderful volunteers of I Lost My Dog, please give us a call, 927-1100, 927-1100, News Talk, 1400 WND. And we are always streaming live on WONDradio.com. And my wonderful producer behind the dials is Bree. Hey, Bree.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, dear. And where are the babies? Are they inside today?
Oh, of course. I'm sure Penny is sitting on the bed right in front of the air conditioner. That's her little spot now.
That's where they you know what my bassets used to do? Even with the air on, I'll never forget. My aunt used to go, I have a marble in my bathrooms. Well, the bathroom downstairs anyway. You'd find her in the bathroom laying on the marble. Or they know. It's innate with them. They know where the coolest place in the house is. And they find it. So, and you don't want to overfeed them in this heat, okay? Because their body has to burn a lot of calories, and that makes heat. So keep their diet light. I hope it is a natural diet for them of, you know, chicken, vegetables, whatever. I'm a firm believer in that with a little bit of kibble. And a traffic report update every weekend on the half hour throughout July and August here on News Talk 1400 WND. We will be bringing you traffic report updates, keeping you hopefully ahead of traffic tie-ups. And if you happen to be stuck in traffic, News Talk 1400 WND is the station that you do want to be turned on to. Yesterday, I made the mistake of going through the Longport Bridge, and it was backed up. So, and I turned on News Talk 1400 WND a little too late, so I should have done that before. So anyway, please, please tune us on and listen, because we are awesome with our traffic report updates and, of course, our weather, Dan Skeldon. From the 11th hour rescue, we have a beautiful baby that's up for adoption, and this is a weird name, but his name is Action Beaufort from the 11th Hour Rescue. Action is a terrier mix with big, soulful eyes who is about 3 years old. This amazing dog and his friendly lady were surrendered to a kill shelter by their owner. Oh, my gosh. You know, it's, I love the animals. I'm not going to say anything about humans out there. Most of you humans, listen, if you're listening to my show, I know you're an animal advocate, but how could humans be so cruel to do that to a kill shelter? When you adopt a dog or you buy a dog, which, you know, okay, some people want to breed, this is a lifelong commitment. It's not just a cute little puppy stage or kitten stage. Lifelong. And if you can't commit to that, don't do it. Not everybody is an animal person. I need to tell you that. But if you are going to do it, please be a responsible pet parent. These are your children. They're not just something that you decide you want to play with once in a while or your children want to play with. This is a responsibility and a lifelong commitment. Please be committed when you adopt or if you want to purchase a dog or cat. Please, please. Action has a quiet and friendly demeanor and is very even-tempered. He loves treats and attention and likes to give affection. Aw, they all do. Action is a laid-back guy who shares his kennel with his friend, Lady. He has tested with other dogs and showed no aggression or interest in being aggressive and just wants to explore his surroundings. He is neutered, up to date on vaccines, and he is microchipped. All he needs is a forever loving home to call his own. So please open up your hearts and your home to Action, and maybe his buddy Lady too. To read more about Action and to complete an application for him or Lady and or Lady or any of the other wonderful pets available through the 11th hour, they are an awesome organization. Or to see all the other beautiful adoptable pets, please visit ehrdogs.org, ehrdogs.org, or call 973-664-0865, 973-664-0865. And Ron and Chin, owners of Sunshine Cleaners and one of my wonderful sponsors. They are awesome. They're offering to their customers, both new and existing, 20% off of dry cleaning throughout the summer. So please stop in there and say hi. You will love them. They do a beautiful job. You want to say hello to Ron and Chin, and they are the owners of Sunshine Organic Cleaners. Also a great convenience. They do pickup and delivery service, and that is anywhere in Atlantic County. So that is a wonderful service that you might want to take them up on. Let me just give a shout out to my dear friends, Dr. Feldman and Dr. Raphael, Cosmetic Plastic Surgery. They help many people maintain their youthful looks with the expertise of Dr. Feldman and Dr. Raphael. You're in the best of care with cosmetic surgery. Dr. Feldman is tops in the field. He is a community leader, also an animal advocate, and so is Dr. Raphael. Every time I ask them for a donation for our NJAAA, which is our alliance to save unwanted animals, we spay and neuter. And, of course, Debbie and Matthew and Matt also with I Lost My Dog also need donations. So we're going to give you that information later. But Dr. Feldman and Raphael are always there to help us. And they can enhance your appearance with body contouring, eyelid, face, and neck lifts, nose and ear reshaping, scar revision, and youthful gaining injectables, plus laser surgery and reconstructive surgery. Dr. Feldman is always offering 15 to 20% discounts on most procedures, so please contact Mark Feldman, his friendly office, and Helen is the manager, of course, there. Everybody else is wonderful, and all animal advocates and lovers. So please give them a call, 609-601-1000. Okay? Okay. Please call over them. They are right in Lynnwood, and they are absolutely wonderful. Okay. Here we go. My wonderful guest, I Lost My Dog organization is a search and rescue group located in Toms River, New Jersey. The group's services are free and time, of course, we know when a dog, a pet is lost, is always of the essence when trying to find a lost pet. The organization, I Lost My Dog, also helps to find lost and abandoned pets, giving them medical care, food, and shelter. They also bring any and all animal abusers to justice. So listen out there. Okay? We will find you, and we will bring you to justice. And you don't want Debbie knocking at your door. I'll tell you, I don't. She's a beautiful lady, and she's tough because she's a Virgo, just like me. And we don't like any whatsoever abuse to animals. And believe me, Debbie will be gunning for you. And I'm not going to tell you with what. I would like to welcome all the wonderful volunteers from I Lost My Dog. And Deb and Matt, you guys are awesome. You are my dear friends. And you are heartful beyond belief. Deb and Matt, could you introduce these lovely ladies that are with you today?
All right. Today we have with us Trish. Mm-hmm. We have Pam. And we have Robin. And this is just a part of our team. Some of them couldn't make it. We have four other people that couldn't make it today due to some personal issues and work-related mm-hmm. problems. But this is the A-team. These are the best of the best. And we don't go out looking for people. They just seem to find us. So, and that's good.
Well, you know? Because they know what you do is wonderful. They want to be part of it. And they want to be part of the cure. And that's
exactly
what you need.
Exactly.
You know, we have all the symptoms of irresponsible pet parents, or I don't even call them pet parents, people that will just open the door, let their dog. I hear stories like that all the time. I saw this woman open the door and just let the dog go. If the dog is sick, if it has, whatever. Or a cat. I mean, this is totally unacceptable. Again, we need to be responsible. We have enough negativity going on in our world today with all the bombings, the killings. We need to stop with these poor police officers that were killed for no reason at all. Stop, stop, stop. Let's be kind, become a kinder and gentler world. And as Mahatma Gandhi says, it starts with our animals. You can tell the morality and the kindness of a nation by the way it treats its animals. Okay? Remember that. Very important. Matt and Debbie, again, welcome everyone. We're going to get into all the other questions I have, but why and how was your organization started? Why did you decide that this was so important to have and for you, the both of you wonderful, kind people, to head this up?
Well, we started this because over 9 years ago, we had a dog that was in a doggy daycare, and they left two gates and a door open, and he escaped.
This is you and Matt.
Yes.
It's your dog, your personal dog.
Our personal dog.
Okay.
And so we searched for 4 days for him. We had done everything. We contacted animal control. We called the police. We had friends, about 15 friends out there from sunrise to sunset out searching for him, knocking on doors. We had flyers made up with a $400 or $500 reward. And even though we did everything, we physically went to all the shelters, we couldn't find him. And it's such a helplessness that you feel. And I was devastated. I didn't know if someone would get him and abuse him because he was a pit bull.
Or use him for fighting.
Yeah, that's what I didn't know. And he wasn't he wasn't aggressive. Aww. So he would have been a bait dog. And, you know, I was just, everything goes through your mind.
Yes,
I want to
yes.
get him before he gets hit by a car. And so we were very fortunate and lucky. On the fourth day, we got a phone call. It had rained, and he went down into a laundry room in an apartment complex, and he was heard chewing. He was a nervous chewer, and he was chewing something, and a girl heard him, and he had his tags on, which is very important. Mm-hmm. Tags are very important because we got him right away, you know. The chip is also important. You know, it's good. A chip in a dog is very important, especially if someone finds your dog and they don't want to give your dog back. Mm-hmm. You have proof that that's your dog.
But people need to register the chip, correct?
Oh, yeah, you have to register the chip.
Exactly.
Otherwise, it's useless.
Right, right. Matt,
and, what's a little bit better about the tags is that by the time they get to the kennel or the shelter, your dog is subject to any disease that's in there, whether it be, you know, kennel cough,
right,
or whatever's
mm-hmm.
going wrong.
Yes.
And you don't want your dog subject to that. So if you have a little tag on the dog, people could see the tag and call you right away.
Well,
it avoids
right
all of
away.
That.
And the dog
right
is cared for. You know what I mean? They know that the dog has been cared for by someone.
Right.
All right, we're going to break in just a minute. So I'm going to ask you this quick question. Now, when did you start the organization, Dead and Matt?
We started it, I think, about 9 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And how we started, just real quick, continuing what I said.
Sure.
After we were so lucky to find Romeo, that was his name, Matt would go on Craigslist and he would see these people posting that they lost their dog.
Yes.
And we would call the people up and offer to go out and help them because we knew that helpless feeling. Mm. And so we've been doing it over the 9 years, and we've helped to recover over 300 dogs now.
Wow.
Not all of them are happy endings, because some dogs, you know, get hit by cars, some dogs drown. But most of them have been recovered, and, you know, it's just, it's a wonderful feeling to know that you helped contribute to saving a dog's life.
And you have. You put 9 years into it, and every little bit helps.
Yeah, it does. And we've grown with so many wonderful people who love animals like we do. And we really, you know, now that we are a 501c3, and through the years of searching for dogs, we would find dogs that were dumped. And that's why we became a 501, because those dogs need medical treatment and care.
Great.
And the group of people we've gotten blessed of becoming part of our Lost Dog Search and Rescue, they give so much of themselves, because we have to do fundraisers. You yourself know.
Right.
For the spay and neutering. You have to, you know, it gets to be too expensive.
It does. You can't
afford it. We have dogs that we pull from shelters that are going to be euthanized because of their medical issues, because they need surgeries.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we rescue them and we give them a second chance on life.
Good.
And it costs.
And when we come back, Deb, I want to get all your emails and information if people want to donate, because you, at some point, okay, so right here, I'm going to read this to you right here, because we're going to go to our break. I have to do our question of the day. Statistics show that less than 16% of lost pets are returned to their rightful owners. This can be very frustrating, and there's no closure. So we're going to go to our commercial. We're going to come back. I want to hear from all the volunteers, and I want to hear more, Deb. We're going to talk about a lot of the situations that Debbie and Matt have encountered, okay? But first, our question of the day is brought to you by Christine's Italian Pastry Shop.
A Pause for Your Pet contest question of the day is sponsored by Christine's Italian Pastry Shop, located at 316 Tilton Road, Northfield, New Jersey. Suzanne's assorted pastries, cakes, pies, cookies, cupcakes, specialty items, breads, and gluten-free products are perfection. I have been a customer for years, and there's nowhere else that I would rather go for an Italian rum cake. It's the best you've ever tasted. All of Christine's pastries and breads are made to your desire in exact specifications. Owner Suzanne goes above and beyond to please all of her customers. Everyone is special at Christine's Italian Pastry Shop. Holiday bread items, pastry, and cookie trays are always available. Satisfy your sweet tooth with the best pastry and specialty items in South Jersey at Christine's Italian Pastry Shop, 316 Tilton Road, Northfield, New Jersey, 609-646-5666.
We're going to go to the news, and when we come back, we're going to do our promo question of the day, and then you can call in during the show, okay? So stay with us. We have Matt and Debbie Geisinger, all the volunteers from I Lost My Dog, a wonderful organization. Please stay with us after these messages.
You are the sunshine of my
Yes, you are. Sunshine My Life, you know who you are out there. Here we go. We are going to go to our promo question of the day, and we are with the wonderful Debbie and Matt Geisinger, and we are with Trish, Pam, and Rob, and three of the wonderful, heartful volunteers who do much of the work, and they do it just through the goodness of their heart. Here we go. 927-1100, 927-1100. Give us a call. You know the answer. This bird is associated with several mother figures in historical symbolism and symbolizes a promise of hope, love, peace, devotion, and purification. Perhaps her softly lulling coos and peaceful demeanor has made this bird the universal symbol of peace and happiness that we presently need in our world today. This bird is not only the purity color of white, but they are also seen in an array of earth tone colors. They produce their own milk, and this is an oddity in nature for birds to produce their own milk to feed their young. We can glean symbolism of nurturing love and happiness in this peace symbolic bird of the universe. What is the name of this bird of peace that is needed now in our world's time of unrest? Please give us a call, 927-1100, 927-1100. You know what this answer is to win it all. Okay, we are back. You know what the answer is. Give us a call, guys. Once again, statistics show that less than 16% of lost pets are returned to their rightful owners. This can be discouraging to owners, I should say pet parents, but instead it should be a motivation for them to follow experts' advice. The experts that are with us today are Matt and Debbie Geisinger and the Wonder Volunteers, Trish, Pam, and Robin of I Lost My Dog. All right, Debbie and Matt, we left on the note that we're talking about raising money because you find all of these animals, not only people that will call you to find their lost pets, but during the interim of finding the lost pets, you find these other animals that are just out there.
Well, we now, being a 501, we do have the ability to go into shelters because there's a lot of dogs that are in shelters that are going to be euthanized because of either health or age, and we try to give them a second chance. We pull them and they have sanctuary for the rest of their lives with us. But in searching for dogs, it's very important right away for owners to contact the police, animal control, get flyers up, let as many neighbors, everybody out there, the more eyes. And the thing about our group is it's wonderful. As a matter of fact, a little 3-pound dog went missing yesterday morning. The people were having a yard sale, and someone opened the door, and the dog got out. And as soon as we found out, I text the whole group saying the address and where the dog was, and, you know, boom, everybody was out there, and we were all searching, and, you know, the ones that went out right away in the morning, when we went back in, then the other ones came out at nighttime, so...
And what was good, too, is that we made a post. We thought the dog might be in the water because it was right on the water's edge. And none of us have boats. So I made a quick post looking for a volunteer that could come out and volunteer some time and had a small boat.
A kayak or something.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's what we got. We have a lovely woman and her husband that came out within a half an hour after I made the post and just, you know, scanned the water up
and down
the whole creek.
That is
and
awesome.
They didn't find the dog, which was a good thing because we knew the dog didn't drown then.
Okay.
And this morning I got a text from the owner that the dog just popped into their house.
What kind of a dog was it? 3 pounds. Like
a
Yorkie?
Little Yorkie-Pomeranian
mix.
Okay, so here's a little just word of warning. If you know you're having a tax sale, yard sale, people coming in and out, parties, barbecues, take that dog or cat and put them in a secure haven in the house. Put them, just lock them. It doesn't matter. That's not cruel. Just lock them in an air-conditioned room and keep them there with music on and their toys and their little bed. Believe me, they'll be much happier. And you do not risk the chance of losing your beloved, you know. I mean, it's just, that's what I would do, and I've done it before. I gated, especially because Rhett wasn't friendly, but I'd gate them in the kitchen. You could baby gate them in the kitchen, correct? So we want to contact contact local humane societies, animal shelters, rescue groups, animal control agencies, local police, file a lost and found report. Even the friendliest and most social pet may quickly become terrified and go into protection mode.
Yeah, they're scared.
Tell us about that, Deb.
Well, they'll go into shock.
Okay.
And like this little dog, he was actually running along the water when the people in the house came out. The owners of the house said he was in their backyard, and then he got afraid, ran under their dock, and then when they tried to get him out, he went swimming in the middle of the canal. But when she ran back into the house, he came back on shore, and he hidden. He must have been hiding in the trees while we were out there looking for him the whole time.
He went into protection mode.
Yeah, he was scared, in shock. And even though his owner was out there calling his name, he was too frightened to even realize it was her.
And you said, we've had before you've been on the show, okay, quite a few times, and this happens, that do not think, because this is your dog, or you're the pet parent, and you're out there calling the name, that the dog is going to come to you, correct?
No.
And
yeah,
why
it's
is,
not.
And
because
why?
They're scared. They're
okay.
too scared.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even realize it's you.
Exactly. Okay.
So...
Right, so they'll do it. Now, why do... Okay, before I want to get to these other, and I want to talk about the volunteer, the wonderful volunteers. What is the main reason that a dog would try to dig out, escape, or run out the door? I mean, a lot of dogs will just sit there because it's like, okay, I'm not going anywhere. Why do they do that? Is it just lack of being played with? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, a lot of times it's because the owners don't walk them. The dogs are made,
so
they're
important.
Bred. It's in their breeding to be walked. They
Absolutely.
Need that every day. Like you said, early in the morning and the You know, times
this time
when it's
of
hot,
year.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and late in the evening
right.
is the best times to do it. And you know, if you have a dog and you live in a mansion, if the dog is locked in the yard, even though it's a mansion, it's still a prison.
Absolutely,
it's just a beautiful prison. They need to get out and walk
and sniff and smell
Absolutely.
Their environment. This is natural. This is they go back to their natural environment. I mean, even though at 365 days a week, I had a German Shepherd. He needed exercise. He'd either be run 3 times a day until he was exhausted. Not in the summer. I would, you know, I'd walk him at the park, you know, on the dog path, but with water, of course. But I didn't care if it was 18 degrees out, 10 degrees. He was out there running around. They don't know. They love it.
No,
they don't know.
You're meeting his needs, and once
Absolutely.
The dog's needs are met, then they won't take off.
Responsibility.
You know what's beneficial also about the walk is, now we rescue a lot of different dogs, and I have to blend a strange dog into my pack. And the best way I do that is we all go for a pack walk.
Mm-hmm.
And even this little blind chihuahua who can't walk, you know, really, I have a stroller for her. And she walks with the pack. And that's when they become a family together.
Mm-hmm.
But when they do that family walk, and when a dog, and you're, even if you only have one dog, you're that dog's pack.
Yep.
And when you walk together, number one, your dog will listen to you better at home. Your dog and you will have a closer relationship because of your walk. And your dog is less likely to try to run away because of your walk.
And they're satisfied. They don't want to go out.
They need to be exercised. You know what? When you get sick and you're home for like 4 or 5 days, you get stir crazy.
Exactly.
Same thing with a dog.
Even more so. Because this
Well, they're higher energy.
They're much higher energy, and especially certain breeds, shepherds and chows, and certain breeds need it. You know, even basset hounds. I had 3 bassets. They loved it. The nose.
Every dog, every breed. Don't think.
I agree.
I mean, I have chihuahuas, and they love to walk.
Absolutely.
They love to walk.
And you know, Deb and Matt and ladies, I get questions. In fact, Matt, Rich and Brenda, Janice, they are wonderful musicians who play our event all the time for free. They don't ask a penny. You met them at our Capriccio's event. They just brought on a new little guy. They have Annabelle. She's a little 2-year-old Shih Tzu, adorable. And they brought on the new guy, Cubby. He's like this big, like little fur ball. Well, of course he wants to play. And he's biting at her and jumping on her. She's like, you know, which is typical. She's telling him. I said, Rich, get them to the park more. Let them play on neutral territory. He's been doing that. He says, Lori, it's like day and night. Because she's just protecting her environment. You
if
need
they
to,
if, walk them together, right? they would become a pack.
And now she's accepting him more.
Yeah.
So the other day, he fell asleep on her. Of course, she didn't realize it. When she woke up, she saw he was there. But she's accepting. So everyone out there, if you get a new pet, you're introducing, do not think you're just going to put the pet in the house and the other dog, existing dog or cat, is going to accept. Introduce them, as Debbie said, walk them, and let them play in neutral territory. That is the number one thing you could do. Go, Matt.
Also, if you decide to get a dog, get one that matches your energy level.
Absolutely.
You know, don't get one because it looks cute. Get one, if you're a sedentary type person, get a dog that doesn't need a lot of walking, just
right.
a short walk.
But they still need a walk.
Absolutely.
Every single
Every
day.
Dog needs
Every
a walk. Dog.
A few times a day.
Yeah.
Not just one time a day, a few times. And it's good for us. It gets us out. You meet your neighbors. You know what's going on in the neighborhood. I knew everything that was going on when I used to walk Red all the time. And you find out more about your neighbors, who's out there.
What's good for your health.
And it's good for our health.
Even with us, we have the rescue. We have
yes.
the pet sitting business. We have the search team going. We get our dogs
walking.
Out twice a day.
Exactly.
Once in the morning, once in the evening. We make the time because that's our responsibility as dog owners.
And you bond with them. And doesn't it make you feel good? I know that I did anything I could to make my babies happy. It was a labor of love for me. I wanted to know if they were happy, I was happy.
They love the walk so that even the little blind chihuahua, she knows when we're getting ready to go for a walk, and she'll start barking and like, don't forget me, don't forget me.
And you don't even have to walk in your own neighborhood if it's not a neighborhood that you'd want to walk in. I put my dogs in the van. I take them to the local parks and walk them.
I do that. Exactly. So you're neutral, kind of neutral territory and whatever. Let's talk a little bit about these wonderful volunteers. Okay, so today it's Trish, Pam, and Robin. Deb and Matt, how do you get these wonderful volunteers, these wonderful ladies, and how do they integrate their services into I Lost My Dog?
Well, they actually found us. I mean, well, Pam and I are neighbors and friends for years before the rescue. But as far as Trish and Robin, on Facebook, we have a Lost Dogs in Ocean County page. And right now it's over 7,000 followers, which is phenomenal because that helps when a dog is lost. Because
right.
at first it was just Matt and I physically going out.
Mm-hmm.
But now because of Facebook, let's say a dog in Brick is lost or a dog in Jackson is lost. Well, we have so many followers mm-hmm. across all of New Jersey that we can post where this dog
wow.
is missing. And then they come out. If they live in that area, they'll go and search for the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Matt could tell you better about Trish and Robin, how they became part of the group.
Okay.
Well, what they do also is not just help us search. They become fosters for us on dogs that we can't take anymore because we're full.
Yeah.
So we'll put it out
the
there.
Is full,
yeah.
sure.
It's very easy to get full. And we just, you know, say we need a foster, and they just step right up, no questions asked.
Oh, gosh.
Let me just say.
Sure, I want to hear from the ladies.
I really have to say, because they're such phenomenal people that when we have fundraisers, or they've even given the suggestion to have a fundraiser, or they're always giving, they'll come over, they want to help in some type of way. They either want to help by bringing food over for a dog, or they want to help by walking a dog, or they want to help. We're going to do photos. We did photo shoots for the dogs to raise money. I mean, so much. We have now a big tricky tray that we're going to do. And I can't tell you, I mean, everyone is so phenomenal, but Robin has physically and personally bought things to make these
Aww.
Gift baskets. So, I mean, I don't think that we could even pull this off if it wasn't for Robin.
No, Robin, say hi.
And the great thing, too, is that become friends, but like family.
Of course.
I mean, to a point that I think in the wintertime, Trish got snowed in and she wasn't physically able to get herself out. And a bunch of us went over and shoveled snow to get her out of the
Aww.
Driveway. I mean, it's more than just going out there helping and looking for lost dogs. When you have that heart.
Camaraderie like that, yes.
That
yes.
you want to help. It goes beyond helping animals, and you help each other.
You absolutely do, and that's what the world needs. And animals are catalysts to bring us together. I don't care what anyone says. You meet a lot of wonderful people through loving and being heartful for animals.
But you know what? If we got a minute, Robin,
go ahead.
How
yes.
did you become a part
Robin.
Of the group? You know better than anyone how you became a part.
Go ahead. I want to hear from Pam and Trish, too. Go ahead, Rob.
I was involved with another rescue that was not doing the right thing. And I was torn, and I turned her in.
Good for you.
And then
you go, girl.
Matt just started talking about her, and
I've been there. I've done it. You did the right thing. I know. Sometimes it's more difficult to do the right thing than
it's
the wrong.
It's hard because I knew there were still dogs left there, and I didn't want to see anything happen to them.
But I'm sure by doing the right thing happened. God works for us.
And then we just reached out to each other, and I became a part of them.
And how do you like doing what you do?
I love them.
Do you?
I do. I love it.
I bet you do.
It's like Debbie said, it is heartbreaking at times.
Yes, I know. But sometimes you got to crack some eggs to make an omelet. You know what I'm saying? But through that hurt, others are saved.
Yes.
And and Trish, tell us about
how you became part.
Yes.
It started right after Hurricane Sandy. There were so many pets that had been left behind, and there were so many lost. So I started working on that, and I found their page and just kept following. And I didn't meet Matt until we were looking for a Jeter, the pit bull.
We talked about Jeter, yes.
Someone put up a post that they had a sighting, and yes. Robin and I were like right there, and then Matt pulled in, and that's when I finally met him in person.
you met the force, exactly, yes. That's great. And now, how long have you been with the organization, Trish?
Was it 3 or 4 years?
Yes, in Sandy. That's in Sandy. And Pam, tell us. I know Pam we've met before, but...
Yeah. Pam's been there.
You've been there a long time, right, Pam?
I was with them when their pit bull was missing.
Yeah,
I was
from
one
the
of the
start.
Volunteer friends.
9 years ago.
Went and helped look for Romeo. We even took our own dogs.
Good.
Hoping the scent would draw him out.
Yes.
And we've been neighbors for 12 years.
Wow. Wonderful neighbors. You know what? No fences there, I bet. Yeah. You're blessed to have it because these people, when they get in an there are a lot of organizations out there, some good, some not. But when you're an organization that you know is doing well, you thrive on that. And it makes you want to do more, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can't fool the people.
Nope.
You know, we make the post and people are out there. They see exactly what's being done and who's doing it. And they know.
They absolutely know.
Everybody wants to help, and these are the people we want to attract.
And you have. And how many? So how many volunteers altogether? Now we have Pam, we have Robin, we have Trish right here. And how many at home?
We've got several.
Wow.
Yeah, we have four more.
Okay.
Craig and his wife.
There's more.
Well, yeah, there's more, but these are the main ones.
There's so many.
Craig and his wife, who had some personal issues they had to attend today, and then we have Denise, who couldn't get off of work,
Denise
and her husband
Dave.
And these are just the main part of the group, but there's so many people that just come up and help us.
You got Laura, and then Marianne helps, and Kathy and Jean. I mean, there's so many. I don't want to name because I don't want to leave anybody out.
No,
and there's
you're not.
Too many names.
Right, exactly.
I can't even remember all my dogs' names. I don't want to leave anybody's names out.
That's all right. That's okay. That's fine. Listen, they know that you mean them. They know you mean well about them. Okay, now, what is the percentage? Because I want to get into the summer tips. What is the percentage of pets found and returned to their pet parents? How many?
Well,
through your organization?
We've been pretty good. I mean, over 300 missing. Majority of them were found.
It's hard to put a number on that, only because a lot of the dogs that are posted, we don't physically find, but yet we're the catalyst.
Uh-huh.
People read the posts, and then they find them, and they go out and look and find them.
But it's, still your organization that...
If it wasn't for our Facebook...
Okay. Okay.
They probably wouldn't have had the chances they did.
Okay. We have a question important because I wanted... hello, listener. Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Hi. My name is Barbara, really.
Hi, Barb.
I have a question.
Sure, Hi. Barb. Go ahead.
I was at my girlfriend's house. Her dog bit me.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, she bit me twice, and it was really bad. But I wouldn't go to the hospital. My daughter called the hospital. And they said, elevate it, wash it with peroxide. Is she in pain? And I said, no, I wasn't. We elevated my foot. Okay, about 2 weeks later, my leg isn't getting any better. Well, I went to urgent care. And I'm done at urgent care, and the Board of Health calls me up.
What township? I'm sorry. Where is this?
Northfield.
Okay.
And my friend does not talk to me anymore. I did not report the dog because the dog has bitten 3 other people, and I'm the 4th.
Well, that's not good. Why did the dog bite? Did the dog just bite unprovoked?
Yes.
Okay.
She she came after me.
Well, go ahead.
It was terrible. Honestly, God, I was scared to death.
I understand. What kind of a dog is it?
A mutt.
Well, the dog needs to be evaluated because it definitely has a problem.
Exactly.
If it's going after people mm-hmm. and it bit four people.
But, you know, sometimes and most of the time, it's not the dog's fault. Mm-hmm. Your friend, more than likely, is not the pack leader in the house. And that dog thinks it has to protect her, mm-hmm. and it goes after people that come too close or, you know, it feels threatened by.
I understand. Well, the Board of Health asked me, and I told them, no, I didn't want to give the dog up for where they live.
Right.
But I lost a friend over this, and I was charged $168 at urgent care that I have to pay, that she said she'd pay, but she never paid it. Okay, well, is it too late to go to the Board of Health about this dog?
No, it's never too late. I'm going to be honest with you. My Rhett, you know, I have to be honest because, you know, I love my listeners and you and everyone else, and my experiences should be shared. My German Shepherd, when I was taking care of my mom, and she lived to be 94, and I had a lot of nurses come in, and the lady said, let Rhett go. He's a shepherd. She kind of assumed a position of being frightened, and he nipped her on the arm. And as a Beata nurse, when she went back, she wasn't going to report it because she wasn't afraid. And she told me, let him come in. Let him introduce him. So it was kind of her fault, but my fault. I did not have him on a lead. I, as the pet parent, it was my fault. So the bottom line is that it is. And what happened is all they did is they quarantined him. And I could not walk him or take him out for 10 days. And then he was fine. They came over and evaluated him. And I had the trainer reevaluate him, and he was fine. But I learned my lesson. But if this is what she's doing, then she's not a friend, Barbara, because she needs to have that dog quarantined. If the dog is aggressive, then, you know, they need to do that. They will not destroy the dog, believe me.
But she should have been responsible enough to cover the
cost
for
you. And, you know, if that's the kind of friend she is, then she's not a friend, Barb.
Can I just say one thing?
Sure.
I was at March the 4th.
Okay.
Okay, and I still have it on my leg. The bite.
Have you gone back to the doctor?
Yes.
And what what did he say?
Well, I went to the dermatologist, and she gave me a different medicine, and it is helping me. But
well,
I made a mistake. I put peroxide on it every day after I got out of the hospital.
Yeah, no good.
No good.
But you learn. Sometimes you learn the hard way. But you know, Barb, what's going to happen is you need to remove yourself from that situation, I would suggest, because what's going to happen, this dog is, and unfortunately, if the pet parent doesn't do something, or, you know, even as a friend, you can call her and say, look, as a friend, you know, you may not want to speak with me, but the situation is this dog is going to do an attack, and he's going to do a lot of harm to someone. He's already done harm to me. So I suggest that you get him to a trainer or you get him evaluated, as Matthew said.
And you can always take it to small claims court for the hospital bill.
Yes.
I'll pay it. It doesn't matter. I'm going to go pay urgent care tomorrow. The point of the story is there's a lot of school buses there and everything, and the kids
Right. Eat
right after her lawn. And she has signs, beware of dogs. Well, not all children read today.
Right. And well, you're right. And I think as a friend, I would reach out to her, call her and say, listen, just as a friend, I am just, you know, I'd like to just suggest that you do get this dog evaluated because he or she is going to do harm to someone down the road. I'm so sorry to hear that, Barb, but we're glad that you're taking the right road.
I just had to ask you if I should do it.
Thank you. Well, yes, I would. Yes. I would definitely pursue it. You have to, because the dog is going to do harm. It's not, you know, and the pet parent needs to be more responsible than she is. That, you know, you're doing the right thing.
She's got four dogs living in a tiny 900 square house.
Wow. Well, that needs to be checked. That needs to be checked also. You might want to put a call out to Nancy Beal, ASPCA. She does wonderful things, and she could check it out for you. Nancy Beal is wonderful. Okay? She's the director of the ASPCA. Wow, we're at the end here. Give a call. Leave your number, and I will call you with her number, okay? Could you leave a number with Brianna? You don't have to tell it to me now. You
sure.
Can leave it off air, and I will call you back, Barb, and I'll give you Nancy's number, okay?
Okay,
thank you. Thanks, Barb. Take care. God bless.
Bye.
We are 2 minutes at the end. You're welcome. Real quick, summer tips, because I'm gonna close with a 1 minute closing, but summer tips. Come on, guys.
Keep your dog cool, out of the sun, fresh water constantly, and just monitor them.
Go, Deb.
What you can also do, dogs don't sweat like we do. So you can either pour water on their feet or their chest to help them cool down. But the best thing is keep them off the hot asphalt. And out of the heat, and don't ever bring your dog in the car and leave them in the car.
No.
Don't ever. Because if I find your car, I'm breaking your windows.
Deb is me too. Me too out there. All of us here. You heard it from us right here in a post.
So I warned you.
We're giving you fair warning, guys, out there. They will die, okay? Even in cooler weather, never leave your dog in the car unattended. Matt and Deb, your email and your place where people can go to in case they want to send a donation.
To get all of that information with our phone number, they could go to ilostmydog.org. O-R-G.
Okay, wonderful.
And all the information is on our page.
Matt, Debbie, Trish, Pam, Robin, and all the other volunteers of I Lost My Dog, I'd like to thank you so much for your heartful kindness and your devotion to beloved animals and for the important work that you do in dedicating your life to keeping them healthy and safe, okay? Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
Kudos to my producer, Jake Lassie Jr., News Talk 1400 WND producer, Brianna, Dave Kosky. Thank you for giving a pause for your pet the opportunity to share the airwaves on News Talk 1400 WND. My wonderful sponsors who make it all possible. That's Pampered Pup, Luxury Pet Hotel, Danielle, Jersey Shore Pharmacy Compounding, and now it is called Curexa. Mark Taylor, Sunshine Cleaners, Ron and Chan, Christine's Italian Pastry Shop, Suzanne. Always be the person that your pet thinks you are. Mommy's Coming Home, Rhett. Stay safe and keep your pets safe. Love you all. We'll be back next week.